This scripture reading is from James chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave birth to us by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for human anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror, for they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray together. Most Holy God, it's a blessing to be together, to be in your presence, in your home, to be with other believers, to be able to sing and listen to your word. And God, we don't always know why, but I do believe there is a reason why we are here this morning. Your Spirit brought us here for a particular purpose, and I pray that we will be open and that our hearts will be open to discover your word this morning and what it means to us in our lives. So please bless us now. We are here to listen and also do. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I have to be honest. I mean, I don't like to pay someone to do something that I can do myself. So before I get someone in to fix anything, I typically try and do the fixing myself. Now, I have to admit that it hasn't always worked out that great for me, okay? For instance, there was this time when I was serving a church in Ridgewood, and we wanted to install a water filter system underneath the kitchen sink in the parsonage. And I said to Annalise, you know, this should be easy, okay? So I'm just going to do it. And to make a long story short, I had to call in a plumber to come fix, you know, the mess that I created in trying to do it myself. And so then Annalise decided to ban me from trying anything related to plumbing and electricity. But that was before YouTube arrived, okay? So now, when I have to fix something around the house, I first go to YouTube. Because someone out there has recorded a video that will give you step-by-step instructions on solving the issue. Someone, somewhere, has created a video to show you how to do what you are about to attempt. Whether it's a repair for your home or your car, how to put on makeup, learning self-defense, all you need to do is look it up on the world's most popular video site, and soon you'll be an expert yourself, okay? So I've managed to fix a dryer that was squeaking like crazy. Took me longer than the guy on YouTube, but I did it. I've replaced the door handle on a car. I've replaced fuel coils in Annalise's car for $150, and the dealership wanted to charge me $750 for the same job. It took me no more than 15 minutes to do it. I've even fixed an HDTV, believe it or not, you know, soldering tubes and all of that. All because of watching how other people do it on YouTube. Now, the only way this works, or I guess you could say this kind of instruction depends on whether you're willing to experiment, on whether you're willing to put the information into practice, put into action, right? What you're learning by watching it on YouTube. Apply what you hear and what you see. Because in the end, you can't just watch. You have to do it. Now, of course, people in the ancient world obviously didn't have YouTube. How they mostly learned was by watching someone model the activity in question face to face, or by receiving a letter from a distant instructor, which obviously took much, much longer. And so when we talk about our scripture reading for today, James wrote this letter to Jewish Christians who were caught up in the social tensions of the mid-first century. It was a time during which there were outbreaks of violence and insurrection in Jerusalem and the vicinity. In fact, the whole Roman world was dealing with unrest at the time. It was a time of economic problems. There were food shortages. There was a rapid turnover of Roman emperors. And all of this led to an erratic and unpredictable government policy toward Christians, Jews, and others. And so the question became, how do we remain faithful? How do we remain a faithful Christian community in the midst of this time of trial and temptation? That was the problem that was before the church. And I think that sounds like a relevant question in today's world as well, doesn't it? How do we remain a faithful Christian community in the midst of the time and trial and temptation that we're facing? And so James wrote this letter to encourage his brothers and sisters in Christ. He wanted to give them some instruction on how to navigate in difficult times. He teaches the church how to deal with times of trial and testing. And his solution is really a simple one. He says, here's what you need to do in difficult and trying times. Hear the word of God and do it. Listen to God's word, but don't just listen. Listen and do. He says faithfulness is something that must be practiced. And so this letter almost reads like a series of random tutorial videos on the Christian life. But what James makes very clear is that no amount of instruction matters unless it's put into practice. He says, you know what? It's not about becoming an expert only in hearing the instruction. No, if you want to remain faithful to God, if you want to stay faithful, then you need to do what the instruction says as well. It's all about hearing and doing the word of God. Listen and do. So let's zoom in more on this faithfulness that he's talking about. How do we stay faithful in the midst of trials and temptations, in the midst of what's going on in our world? So in verse 12, he says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. He says, yes, you are going through difficult times. As Christians, it's really a time of testing, but it's also an opportunity to demonstrate faithfulness. And so here's the first thought about faithfulness. Faithfulness will often be challenged or tested. Your faithfulness to God, your faithfulness to the church is going to be challenged. It's going to be tested. And so if I were to ask you this morning, what is challenging your faith right now? What kind of tests or trials are you facing that makes it hard for you to keep your faith in God? Is it illness? Is it the loss of a loved one? Is it what you see happening in the world? Or maybe financial struggles, or people who don't believe who are seemingly better off than you are? What James is saying is, this time of testing is not something God has thrown down in front of you to break you. No, rather look at it as a gift that God has given to His people. It's a chance for you and me to shine in the midst of darkness. He says, remember that you are God's children. You're a community of the new creation that God has brought forth in the death and resurrection of Jesus. But know that part of being faithful is that your faithfulness will be challenged and it'll be tested. Secondly, faithfulness is rooted in God's trustworthiness. We are faithful to God because we know that God can be trusted. You see, in the Greco-Roman world, many people consulted astrology. They viewed the alignment of the stars as kind of a first century YouTube to help determine their course of action, to help them figure out what to do. And James reminded the church that they've been given the perfect gift of God. The Father of lights is the one who actually created the stars in the first place. He says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. Everything changes all the time. God does not change like shifting shadows. He does not change like the events do in our present world. There's nothing deceitful in God. There's nothing two-faced or nothing fickle. God and the Word of God are the only reliable source of information for the church. And our faithfulness to God is rooted in the fact that He can be trusted. He can be trusted completely. How can we remain faithful in a crazy world? Here's something else we learn about faithfulness. Faithfulness is grounded in the Word. It's rooted in God's trustworthiness. It's grounded in the Word of God. So James lays down a quick take on how to manage yourself while the world seems to be spinning out of control. You see, it's tempting to give in to anger, isn't it? And what we normally want is revenge. So we are quick to resort to nasty words. While there are a ton of instructional videos on YouTube, for instance, there are also plenty of people who use the platform to rant and spew venom about some person or cause or issue. And James would say that this is like trying to deal with a problem without taking the time first to read the directions. And here are the directions from God's word. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. And so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts. For it has the power to save your souls. He says to remain faithful in a world that seems to be spinning out of control is you have to submit to God and accept the word that he plants in your hearts. Because faithfulness is grounded in this word. So how does the word of God then get activated in your life? Faithfulness puts the word into demonstrable and visible action. So the word gets activated in your life when you put it into action. James says that you have to practice it. You have to demonstrate it in your life. The word needs to become visible. He says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. I mean, what's the purpose of receiving instruction? The purpose of receiving the word of truth is to put information into practice. Let's say I watch a YouTube video on how to fix a leaky faucet. But I never pull out the tools, right? I never get to work putting what I've learned to good use. I watch and I listen, but I don't do it. And the result is that I will still have a constant drip in my bathroom. Because if I really want to fix the problem, I need to set up my phone next to the sink and follow along step by step with the video. On the other hand, if I just watch the video and say, yeah, I'll get back to it sometime, what will happen is I will quickly forget everything I've learned. Or I will learn something and do it once, and then a month later I forgot how to do it and I have to go back and find the tutorial. And James says, the same thing happens when we only hear the word of God and don't put it into practice. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away, and you forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. So we need to listen and do. Being faithful is about putting the word in action. So faithfulness is rooted in God's trustworthiness. Faithfulness is grounded in the word of God. Faithfulness is put into action in a visible way. And our faithfulness will be tested and it will be challenged. And finally, faithfulness is easier when we're in fellowship with a community. It's a little easier, I think, when we're in fellowship with a community of believers. I mean, the truth is YouTube tutorials are great, but not all of them convey the information in a way that's easy to follow. I remember when my daughter was in high school and was getting ready to go to the senior ball, and a boyfriend showed up with a bow tie that he didn't know how to tie. Okay? Now, I've never done it. So we watched a YouTube video on how to do it, and we all tried. I tried, the boyfriend did, Annalise did, Leilani did, but we couldn't figure it out. And part of the reason was because watching a video on it gives you a mirror image, right? So you have to try and do it backwards. And that's very hard to do. So sometimes you need someone to stand beside you to show you how. Someone to guide your fingers, help you to develop the internal memory of the process until it becomes second nature. It's one thing to conceptualize the process, quite another one to execute it. And so the same is true for real religion, says James. Faith is not simply about running at the mouth and declaring your faith as a matter of intellectual belief. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption from the godless world. So, I mean, a YouTube video might be able to teach you the principles of discipleship, but it can't teach you how to be a follower of Jesus. To really learn is you have to have someone live it out in front of you. Someone who will guide you along the way. Because it's not just about getting information, it's also about imitation. And that's why we need a community of faith to guide us and encourage us and give us examples for putting the word into practice. There's this legend about a Christian believer who had been lost at sea. And then he washed up on the shore of a remote native village somewhere. And half dead from starvation, exposure, and seawater, he was discovered unconscious by the people of the village. And they slowly nursed him back to full health. After that, he lived among the people for some 20 years. And during this time with them, he lived out his Christian faith. However, he voiced no sacred songs. He preached no pietistic sermons. He neither read nor recited scripture in public. He made no personal faith claims whatsoever, except by his actions. And when people were sick, he visited them, sitting long hours into the night. When people were hungry, he gave them of his own food. When people were lonely, he kept them company. He taught the children. He always took sides with those who had been wronged. And there were few, if any, human conditions with which he didn't identify. And after 20 years passed, missionaries came from the sea to the village and began talking to the people about a man called the Christ. And after hearing of this Jesus, the natives insisted that, well, he'd been living among them for 20 years. Come, they demanded, we'll introduce you to the man about whom you've been speaking. So may we be motivated to take the instruction we've been given by the word of truth and put it into practice. Not just listen, but also do. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, I'm quick to confess today that I know so much, but I do so little. We all have so much information about faith and your word and who you are, but we don't always put it into practice. Help us to take these words from James to heart, to understand that true faith is not just hearing the word, but also doing it. May we all, through our example, let people know that you are a God of love. May we, through our service and just who we are, preach the gospel of your Son Jesus. Help us to do what we hear. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.